Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word. In answer to her, his disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said, "In reply, I was sent away to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said, "In reply, it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in the cry, "Her woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, when we celebrate Mass every day, we usually celebrate the feast of a holy person. So every day we have a kind of a memory of holy persons. So I was asking Caitlin and Joseph, who are the holy persons you are learning these days? When you are in the camp, you are also learning about holy persons, So who are the holy persons you learned already? You learned about St. John Paul, Did you learn about St. John Paul? Anybody learn about St. John Paul? And somebody at home was there. And then yesterday I was told that you were learning about another holy person. Who was that holy person you learned about yesterday? Who? St. Anne. Jesus' grandma. So grandma means Jesus. Who is Jesus' mom? Mary. So Jesus' mom is Mary, and Jesus' grandma is Anne. So when we are making our journey in this world, God bless us with the moms and dads and also grandmas and grandpas, and so that is what we are for us. So what is the role of a mom? What the mother does for us? Can anybody think about what mother does? Mother always helps us, Mother helps us to do what? Moms do. What does moms do for us? They just sit here or they do something for us? What does mom do for you? Take care of you. And moms always worry about us, Then moms think about us. Moms want us to grow. Moms want us to be strong. Wants us to be growing strong to face all the trials of our life. Moms are always behind us, worrying and thinking about us. So when Jesus, today we are celebrating the mother, Mary, Jesus' mother, St. Anne's daughter, Mary, by honoring Mary, was recognized by the faithful people in the 5th century as the Mother of God. Because Jesus is Son of God, and so Jesus is God. So the people who were teaching in religion, they came to this beautiful understanding: if Jesus is God, then Jesus' mom should be called with a reverence title, Mother of God. So to remember not when he went. Look, in Rome, they built a church in the 5th century. That church is today standing as a big pilgrimage place. The first church dedicated to Blessed Mother, Mother of God. And today, every day, thousands of people go and pray inside the church. So today, we are remembering a holy place. A holy place, that place is holy because that place is dedicated to the one of the great holy persons. Somebody Jesus loved. Somebody, when we read in the scripture, we will learn how Jesus grew in wisdom and love in the form of Mary and Joseph. We call that form holy family, no? In a holy family, Jesus grew in wisdom and love. So that's why, and when Jesus was leaving us in that cross, the last thing Jesus did was, in the Gospel of John, Jesus will look at this Saint John and say, "Behold your mother." Behold your mother. And then Jesus will look at Mary and say, "Behold your son." And we know those who love Mary, they are so privileged to accept Jesus' mother as our mother. We know that mother loves us and cares for us the same way we are a heavenly mother. So that's why we dedicate churches to our Blessed Mother. So today we remember one of the big first churches dedicated to Blessed Mother. And it has become a pilgrimage seminar. So you know what is going to happen to us? In our own small canvas, we will cover a holy place we will be dedicating to our Blessed Mother. And there's a date is set for that dedication. So every year we may have to celebrate that memory. No? This is the day that first church in honoring Mary was dedicated in Rome, and it has become a center of place of prayer and pilgrimage on December 5th. So this is August 5th. We will dedicate that small building there, that white building, into the shrine of, what is the name of that shrine will be? Anybody can remember? Our Lady of La Lache, a Spanish word put together, Lady La Lache, no? You can see that image there. That is Our Lady of La Lache. Is she beautiful? Yeah. So, here, our Lady of the Lache. What that lady is doing there? Can anybody guess what she's doing there? That picture, image?
Jesus.
Jesus is there, Mary is there. Jesus is held by Mary with a gentleness and love. So, she's giving Jesus milk also. Jesus had the privilege of growing up with Mary, drinking the milk of Mary. That kind of relation, no? It is a very tender relation. So we want also Mary to help us with that tenderness. So when we go to that shrine in December, we will come and take it. We have to pray for the tender. Tenderness, no? To the Mary, and also Mary's dream for all of us to grow in love, wisdom, and then we get into the promised land. And during that first reading, we heard how the people were purified to enter into the promised land. God promised a chosen people a promised land, flowing with milk and honey. It took a while for them to enter into that promised land. God has offering us a promised land. Our promised land is, where is our promised land? What is our promised land?
preserve promised land.
You know, baptism, you have promised to enter into a land. Anybody can think about a promised land? What will be a promised land?
Israel.
Huh?
Israel.
Where? Israel was for those 3,000, 4,000 years ago for those people. Our promised land is it? Heaven. Our promised land is in heaven. So where we will join our Blessed Mother, Jesus, Joseph, all the crowd of saints. So we want also to become saints and enter into that promised land. So we pray together today to our Blessed Mother in a special way to form us and train us in the virtues of